Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, guys? Dave Monte from Circle the Drink. We are live again. This is another online Yerba Mate circle, or just for short, it's an online circle. A circle is where we come together and we elevate minds, we elevate bodies, we elevate spirits, and we usually drink a powerful superfood, whether that's Yerba Mate, Spirulina, Moringa, or all sorts of powerful herbs out there on the planet Earth. Today we're actually going to be talking about three herbs. I apologize for last week. We were scheduled to talk about Moringa, which is a powerful superfood, but we had some complications with Google. Excuses aside, don't worry, we're here today talking about it. thank you guys very much for being here. Again, this is an online circle, so participants are welcome to call in. We have a number, 917-889-9947, if you want to call in, ask questions, or share some information with the world through our Circle of Drink channel. And people watching this on Google Plus or any Google platform or even on YouTube, there should be ways for you to interact with us during this circle. There should be ways for you to share your audio or share your video to jump in on this circle. If not, just sit back, relax, and I'm going to be talking about these three herbs, starting with Moringa, heading into Spirulina, and then we'll top everything off with Yerba Mate. All right, guys, so I was recently in Jamaica. I spent about a week in Jamaica not too long ago, and I saw so many people in the hills of the country growing this particular tree called Moringa. Now, I've known about Moringa for several years now, but I never really became fully acquainted with it. It wasn't until I saw the plant again and I saw so many people drinking it and talking about it during my trip in Jamaica that I was inspired to reconnect with this herb, to learn more about it, and to share what I learned with you guys, because that's what this is all about. This is about sharing information, passing on these traditional remedies, these foods and these power super teas to drink and, you know, to live a prosperous life in all areas. So let me prepare some Yerba Mate right now, because you guys know me, I like to drink my Yerba Mate while we're having these circles. And again, that number is 917-889-9947 for any of you adventurous souls that want to call in and share some information with us. Okay, let me make some mate. I'm drinking some Del Sebador Yerba Mate from Brazil, grown for the Uruguayan market. Yerba Mate, which you guys will get into in a bit. You guys, a lot of you guys are already acquainted with Yerba Mate, but for those of you who aren't, you're in for a surprise. This stuff is very powerful, superfood. Let's start with Moringa. Took some notes down. All right, guys, so Moringa, the scientific name is Moringa oleifera, and this is a subtropical to tropical plant that grows, that originated in the Himalayas north, in the northern areas of India, the country India. This plant is a shrub, it's a tree that could grow very tall, but in most situations, people keep it as a short shrub. It grows pretty rapidly. Within a few months of germination, the plant could grow upwards of 3 to 4 feet. Most people cut the top of the plant once it reaches about 5 feet and allow the plant to grow outwards into a thick shrub for purposes of harvesting the leaves. People could even consume the roots, the bark. The entire plant is edible. Now, this plant has been around for thousands of years, but only for the past couple hundred years has modern civilization kind of learned about this plant and started using it on a more open scale in terms of sharing it with other nations, sharing it with other cultures. But I would venture to say most people watching this right now haven't even heard of Moringa. This is not surprising. There's so many superfoods out there, so many things that really have been proven to help heal the body, help heal the mind, and help offer clean energy that hasn't been promoted. Nobody knows about these things, just like yerba mate. Most people still don't know about yerba mate. Most people still don't know about spirulina. Most people still don't know about moringa, which is ironic because these are some of the most nutrient-dense foods on the planet Earth. So moringa, like I said, it's a shrub native to India, subtropical, tropical regions. Now it could grow, it does grow in all places of the world right now, all warm climates. So we're talking South America, we're talking the Caribbeans, you know, Jamaica, Haiti, Cuba, Central America, even warm climates in the United States, moringa can grow and proliferate. Out in the West Coast, moringa is growing over there. A lot of people in California are growing it. Arizona are growing it. But as you head further east in the United States, the climate becomes more temperate. And as the climate becomes more temperate, the growing season is shortened. So if you grow here, like in New York, you could grow it in the warmer months from May to, let's say, September. But after September, it's recommended to bring it into the house to protect it from frost. All right, guys. So moringa, think of it as a sort of green tea, so to speak. It's extremely dense with nutrients, antioxidants, and proteins. Okay, some of the health benefits of moringa are as follows. It's a natural energy booster. It boosts energy without having to worry about caffeine, without having to worry about jitters. You know, this is what I love about these sort of herbs. You don't have to worry about the caffeine, and you get all the benefits that you get as if you were drinking something that's caffeinated without all the negative effects. So what I find with moringa is that it kind of gently opens up my mind. It kind of gently eases me into a higher level of cognition. It kind of just stimulates my mind and my body to get going. So I recommend for the first time, if you really want to see the effects of moringa waking you up and giving you energy, I would recommend drinking it in the morning on an empty stomach and seeing how you feel. So moving along, moringa has a very unique ability to detoxify the body. Moringa is one of the best detoxifying agents out there in terms of plants, okay? Now, the plant doesn't only detoxify the body, but it has other applications. It actually detoxifies water. So say, for instance, you're out in the forest, and the only thing you can drink is some muddy, dirty, bacteria-infested water. What are you going to do? Well, all you would need is a few moringa seeds to save your life in this situation. You would break up the moringa seeds into a powder, okay? And the ratio is about 20 grams. So for those of you that are kind of good with measurements, you understand what 20 grams is of dry weight. It's just about a couple heaping teaspoons, let's call it, of this moringa powder. And you would add that up to about a liter of water. And what is done is this. The moringa actually acts as a coagulant, and it coagulates, brings together all the toxins in the water, and it makes it into sort of a white powder. And this white powder flows to the bottom of the vessel. Now, what you do is, once that occurs, it takes about an hour, you put the vessel into direct sunlight, which helps to further expedite the detoxification process. After about another hour of the water resting in direct sunlight, scientists have said that this process removes upwards of 98% of the toxins in the water. 98% of the toxins in the water are gone. They're on the bottom. You just don't drink the bottom. You drink everything on top. So moringa has applications in terms of life and death situations and in terms of saving people, allowing people to drink clean water. Unfortunately, we live in a world where probably upwards of several hundred million people every day don't have access to clean water. That's sad. That's disgusting. And we need to do something about that. Moringa is one of those plants that can help change the world in that respect. Moringa is a natural antibiotic, okay? It helps destroy bad bacteria. Now, this bacteria is not only bacteria inside the body, but this is bacteria topically, on top of the body. So a lot of people actually use moringa to put onto burns and cuts. It's called a poultice. So a poultice is basically, in more ancient times, people would just chew up the leaves, spit it out, and put it onto their arm and let their cuts heal. Nowadays, people are a little bit more sanitary, I guess, and they just mulch up the leaves, put that into, you know, some sort of napkin or cotton container fabric, and put that onto your arm, and that's it. It'll help clean out the wound. It'll help you recover from a wound, and it'll reduce inflammation. The leaves mulched up, added to warm water, then applied onto some sort of pad onto your arm or a leg, wherever the wound may be or the swelling is. So, of course, that means that moringa is also anti-inflammatory. It decreases inflammation in the muscles. People who have also internal situations with muscles, inflamed muscles such as bronchitis, respiratory problems. Moringa is great for that. If you have asthma or if you have problems breathing, moringa tea can help you alleviate those symptoms. Any herb that has high levels of antioxidants, that has high levels of minerals and nutrients and vitamins, is always going to boost the immune system. So moringa is a natural immune booster. It'll boost your immune system. And as you guys have heard me say many times already, when you boost your immune system, you're essentially allowing your body to really function on the highest level that it can. So if your immune system is compromised, your body is working to protect itself from disease and bacteria because your immune system is compromised. But if your immune system is bolstered by dense, nutrient-rich food sources, then your immune system is allowed to kind of just be what it is and do what it's able to do without overtaxing other faculties of your mind and your body. It promotes digestion. So these sort of green foods, particularly foods with high levels of chlorophyll, such as moringa, chlorophyll acts as a natural digestion. It's a very interesting compound, chlorophyll. It does many things, helps protect the heart. It helps kind of, in many ways, it acts as an antioxidant. I guess you could consider chlorophyll an antioxidant. Helps protect the heart and helps decrease, you know, bad cholesterol, many things chlorophyll does. But in this respect, you know, we're talking about chlorophyll for increasing digestion. Moringa is great for increasing digestion. If you have ulcers or any problems, irritation in your GI tract, your stomach, your gastrointestinal tract, moringa is great for that. It helps to, in some cases, moringa has cured ulcers. Many people use it to kind of prevent ulcers or to help mitigate the harmful effects of ulcers. Moving on, my uncle takes moringa. For instance, when I was in Jamaica, my uncle had a whole bunch of moringa drying in a shed. And being as curious as I am, I had a nice conversation with him. I said, "Hey, uncle, you know, what is this moringa tree? What is everyone using it for here in Jamaica?" And he said, "You know what, Dave, I'll tell you the truth. I have high blood pressure, and the pills that the doctors give me don't really help that much. But the thing that I found that helps me the most is when I use the moringa, and I continue to take my blood pressure medicine as well." So for him, anecdotally speaking, moringa helps decrease his high blood pressure. Through my own research of reading different studies and different texts on moringa, that continued to come up too, moringa helping lower blood pressure. Now, of course, it must be said that everything I'm saying in this video is for educational purposes only. Please consult with your own medical care practitioner if you have any questions about taking herbs. Moving along, moringa helps lower blood sugar levels, helps regulate glucose. So if you have diabetes, moringa may be beneficial for you. Sorry, guys. He's replying to something. The life of running a business. You know, you're always replying to texts and things like that. Okay, let's keep it going, guys. I'm just keeping it real. You know, I'm running a business too, so I got to keep that going as well. And last but not least, when it comes to Moringa, and I know this sounds kind of ethereal and kind of hippie-ish, but it really does induce a sense of well-being. And it's not, that's just science. It's really not hippie this, hippie that. It's just science, scientifically proven that certain compounds induce feelings of well-being, induces feelings of relaxation. So interestingly, and not too unlike yerba mate, Moringa has a dual ability to not only wake you up and energize you in the morning, but it also has the ability to help bring you down a notch, help you relax and feel calm. Now, I just want to mention one particular study on Moringa that was done in Africa. Now, when you think about Moringa, you have to really talk about what's going on in Africa. Moringa literally has become a lifeline for many Africans, for many African nations. I don't want to say Africans, that's not correct, but people in African nations. Moringa has literally brought people back from the brink of death. There was one study where there was 45 malnourished children. A lot of them, about half of those people were, those children were on the brink of death. They were almost dead. Moringa was used on all of them, mostly in form powder added to their food. A lot of the mothers that were feeding these children too were started to supplement in their diet to Moringa. And all but three of these 45 children went on to not only survive, but thrive. Unfortunately, three of them died, but Moringa helped save almost all of them. That's a study done in Africa. In the description of this video, I'm going to list all my sources so you guys know I'm not just making these things up. These are all scientific sources. Everything I say is coming from science and is coming from published information. So when I think Moringa, I really almost in some degrees more than mate, we'll talk about mate in a bit, but when I think about Moringa, I think about a shrub that is easy to grow, very easy to grow. Any warm climate, it will grow. It's tolerant resistant, shade resistant, so the plant is very versatile. Okay? So in nations where people don't have access to clean water, don't have access to consistent food, which is probably a billion people in the world right now, Moringa is literally a lifesaver. It's very easy to grow one or two plants of Moringa on your own property. In Jamaica, it's very common for people to grow two, three plants on their property. And every week, you just clip the fresh leaves. Once you clip the fresh leaves, you can saute it, like how you would saute spinach. You can just eat the leaves, the raw leaves, like salad. You could pick the pods that hold the beans and make that like you would make string beans. You could dry the leaves and create a loose leaf tea. That's what I like doing. I drink Moringa tea now every day. You could crush the leaves up with some of the twigs and make a powder. Drink the powder, add the powder to your smoothie, add the powder to soups and stews. You could even eat the bark. You could even eat the flowers and make it a flower tea. A lot of people make Moringa flower tea. So literally the entire plant could be consumed. I would caution you to be careful, though, with the root. Some high concentrations of certain alkaloids, very low concentrations of certain alkaloids that are harmful to the human organism. So though people do use the root is more for specific applications, for specific ailments of the body. I wouldn't recommend using the root as a general tonic or a general food. So do your own research when it comes to the root. But everything else above the ground level, based upon my research, seems to be very safe to consume. And I like to focus on the leaves. I'm a leafy guy. I just like the leaves a lot. And, you know, I don't really mess with the root. The twigs I do mess with as well. All right. So Moringa, if I want to get anything clear, make anything clear to you guys, think about Moringa in terms of, you know, something to help save the world, something to help fight malnutrition. But here in North America, in Europe, Canada, these things are like luxury items for us. That's just the truth. You know, we're not as fortunate. Many people are not as fortunate as we are. Every time I go to a quote-unquote third world nation, I've been to many, and I see what's happening out there. It breaks my heart. I've seen children eating raw meat off the street. I've seen people willing to do many things just for a couple U.S. dollars so they could feed their family at night. You know, I've seen people naked because they didn't have any shoes and didn't have any clothes, just walking around. You know, I've seen people rob other people, not because they're evil or bad, but because they literally were hungry and they had no other recourse. So when it comes to Moringa, and not only Moringa, but the other things we're going to be talking about tonight, I look at these things as more than just these, you know, new age herbal supplements that here in America are like the next big thing for us. You know, it's so easy for any one of us to just go to the store and buy them. And that's all good and well. And I promote that and I love that. Who knows? I may even be involved in these certain herbs on a commercial scale in the future. But I really more so am interested in how these herbs can help people who are dying, how these herbs can help people who are starving. Something must be done, and we need pioneers to step up and to help alleviate this global situation of starvation and malnutrition. So that's Moringa, guys. I think you should look more into it. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised. Order some online. Go to a health food store. Get some and just try it. Start drinking it every day and see what happens. All right, guys, let's move on to spirulina. And just to remind anybody that's interested in calling in, you're able to do that anytime you want. Don't worry about interrupting me. You're not interrupting me. That's just a part of what this is, a circle. The number is 917-889-9947. Again, that number is 917-889-9947 for anybody that wants to call in. Let me take a few sips of mate. Woo! Hot. Hot, hot, hot. Caliente. Let me reply to a question, customer service. Okay, guys, let's talk about spirulina. This is a very interesting organism, single cell organism. Okay, now spirulina is literally at the beginning of the food chain. So the beginning of the food chain, spirulina is the precursor to all plant forms, perhaps to all life forms on the planet Earth right now. Spirulina has been around for billions of years. It was the first single cell organism to use the power of the sun to create food, otherwise known as photosynthesis. Okay? So spirulina is a plant, technically, but it's sort of on the evolutionary cusp between a plant and an animal. Why is that? Because spirulina is interesting in that it lacks that sort of a thick cellulose membrane that is characteristic of all plants. Spirulina doesn't really have that. And it doesn't really have a clear nucleus. Okay? So spirulina is what you would call a nuclear plant, which is in between a plant and, let's say, a regular land organism, a regular land animal. So spirulina being at the beginning of the food chain, it has evolved into a way where it doesn't really absorb, it's not really affected by toxic material. In fact, it actually cleans toxic material. So spirulina is a very clean food source. It's naturally clean. It lives in waters that have high levels of pH. It lives in waters that have extremely dense amounts of nutrients and minerals from the earth. Remember, spirulina has been around for billions of years. It's been absorbing minerals from mountains and rocks and other life forms for thousands of years, other forms of bacteria, things like that. So spirulina is very old, very ancient. It's derived from Mexico. But now grows in several regions of the world in these particular ponds. Now, what's ironic is that spirulina grows only in areas that are so densely rich with nutrients and minerals that it's unsafe for other organisms to grow. So the way that it grows in such a high nutrient-rich environment, other organisms cannot grow in those environments. So spirulina just has the space and the room to become a superfood. It has evolved into a superfood. So let's talk about some of the benefits of spirulina. Again, this video is kind of focused on healing the world, helping to fight malnutrition and hunger. And I believe that spirulina, along with moringa, along with yerba mate, is right there. I personally don't know of any other plants other than, there's thousands of other plants and plants that are comparable to these. But from my own research over the past, let's call it 10 years of looking into herbs, looking into plants and remedies and, compounds, these three plants, moringa, spirulina, and yerba mate, these three single herbs, I'll call spirulina an herb just for simplification. These three herbs really have the potential to maybe eradicate world hunger. Okay, so let's continue with spirulina, some of the health benefits of spirulina. Like moringa, it helps to maintain blood glucose levels. People with diabetes, I'm sorry, spirulina is good to consume, helps keep your sugar levels in check. For people who are anemic, definitely pay special attention to moringa. Why do I keep on saying moringa? The spirulina. Spirulina is pretty interesting in that scientists theorize that I think it's actually the magnesium in spirulina could actually be replaced with hemoglobin that's already in our body, obviously. Now, people who are anemic, who lack this sort of red blood cell volume, and they lack the proper oxygen-carrying vehicles of blood, these platelets, could use spirulina to literally or theoretically rebuild blood. There's been research in Japan showing that people who were severely anemic that supplemented their diet with spirulina showed marked improvement and sometimes 100% cured their anemia. In some cases, 100% cured their anemia. So a lot of women have problems with anemia, more so than men. So spirulina is definitely something to look into. And let me just take a step back and talk about the forms of spirulina. Okay? Now, when I first found out about spirulina 10 years ago, I was taking powder. I was just grabbing the powder, buying it in the big tubs, and just mixing it into water and knocking it back. I'm going to be honest, it tasted like garbage. I didn't like the taste at all. And I'm partial to bitter things. I like mate, and moringa is even a little bitter, but spirulina is really kind of fishy tasty tasting. So what I did was, after a year or two of taking the powder, I switched over to the tablet. Now, remember, spirulina is a food, so you can take pretty much as much of it as you want. I used to just take about 10 tablets, 20 tablets, knock it back with water. They're tasteless. They're just little tiny tablets. You could just take 5, 10, 20 of them a day. Okay? And that's your serving for spirulina. That's the same right. As I continued my path on health and wellness of the mind and of the body, I eventually phased onto the flakes. Now, I like the spirulina flakes. The flake form is pretty nice, because it's kind of like the powder, but it's like those fish food flakes, and they're tasteless. They don't taste like anything. So you could just take a couple heaping tablespoons of the flakes, mix it with water, knock that back, and that's all you need for your spirulina. Okay? So continuing on with the health benefits of spirulina, it boosts the immune system, of course. It has the ability to help your liver recuperate faster. So people who have liver problems, taxing the body from all sorts of issues with the liver, spirulina could help you with that. Spirulina has shown to reduce the effects of ulcers, and in some cases, like moringa, has actually cured ulcers. Cured ulcers. It's very good for the eyes. It prevents white blood cell loss for people who are dealing with radiation and chemotherapy treatments. For those of you who have cancer or fighting cancer, spirulina may be good for you. Another thing to take note of with spirulina, and this is probably one of the best applications of spirulina, is that it removes toxins and heavy metals from the body. It removes toxins and heavy metals from the body. So a lot of us, especially you guys who are into homeopathy, health food, things like that, you know that a lot of us suffer from heavy metal toxins in the body, whether that's from fillings, cavity fillings, or from environmental exposure, just from the earth, from pollution, things like that, from food that we're eating. We need to detoxify our bodies. Spirulina removes these toxins and these heavy metals from the body and helps us to proceed without all these toxins hampering us down. And also has shown to help prevent Alzheimer's disease and to help reduce the effects of Alzheimer's disease. So spirulina, guys, very powerful pond scum, very powerful algae, high levels of chlorophyll. As I said before, chlorophyll acts as an antioxidant. It helps detoxify the body, cardiovascular health, good for digestion. Spirulina is a complete protein. I think it's about 70% protein. The spirulina is 70% protein. How much, what's the percentage of protein in meat? I think that's about 20% protein meat is. Spirulina is 70% protein. It has all the essential amino acids, and it has 10 of the 12 non-essential amino acids. And having such a high level of the B vitamins plenty of other proteins, spirulina is a perfect building food for building up proteins in the body. Because remember, in order to build proteins in the body, you need the raw material. The body doesn't have the ability to just store amino acids to build protein later. It doesn't work like glucose levels. Your body has the ability to store sugars. So if you are dying and starving, your body gets kind of tax on that glucose reserve. I think it has a reserve of up to a couple days. But when it comes to amino acids, the body has no reserve for them. It needs raw material to build proteins. So spirulina is arguably the best source of these building blocks to build proteins in your body. So spirulina is a powerful food. Spirulina helps save the world. There's so many applications that haven't even been explored in terms of growing spirulina. Something that are just coming off the top of my head now, I envision people setting up plastic tubes in their homes. They're going to have kits. And in these tubes, there's going to be a controlled water environment. It's going to be controlled. The pH will be controlled. The salinity of the water will be controlled. And the temperature of the water will be controlled. Then people will be able to inoculate this water with spirulina, and spirulina will grow sort of on tap in people's homes. That's what I envision. It's probably already being done. I don't know. I'm just pulling this out of the top of my head. But that's what I envision for the future. People will have spirulina kits, and these kits will literally grow algae inside your house, and you'll be able to kind of open up a little tube on the bottom, and it'll spit out this dense, nutrient-rich water that contains this infusion of the algae, and they'll just be able to drink that, and that will help fight hunger. It'll help fight malnutrition. All right, guys, so we spoke about Moringa. We spoke about spirulina. And last but not least, let's speak about, you guys know it already, yerba mate. Yerba mate. Now, this is the herb that I've been acquainted with for 6 years now. I lived in Argentina. Found out about this herb. I'm not going to go into my story with it, but suffice it to say, I really love yerba mate. Drink it every day. So powerful. So good. You know, it's a coffee replacement. It boosts the immunity. It enhances cognition. but I don't want to go off on that just yet. I kind of just want to talk about what do I feel? How do I feel that mate could help improve the world? How do I help that mate could help heal the world? Now, when it comes to mate, I look at it in a different light than I would look at spirulina and then I would look at moringa. For me, mate is more like food for the mind. When I think about mate, I think about the mind. I think about psychology. I think about social relationships. I think about bonds, bonds that are beyond biology, bonds that are beyond physical physiology. I'm talking about connections, intangible connections with people, with others, with family members, and most importantly, with yourself. You got to love yourself, right? Now, when it comes to talking about mate in this light, I really have no scientific backing. There is no scientific backing. I cannot quantify, nor can any other scientist quantify, the sort of ethereal benefits of yerba mate. The thing that really kept me in Argentina for so many years was the mate. You know, literally the first night I was there, I was invited to sit down with strangers, to share this drink, to share this straw with strangers. And after several months of, you know, connecting with these people, my entire life changed. I felt like I was getting sharper in terms of my mind. I felt like my body was detoxifying and allowing me to think better, allowing me to work better. I felt like my creativity went through the roof. And I didn't know what it was until I started to really honestly think about what has changed in my life. And the only thing that has changed in my life up until that point was the mate. I was just drinking a lot of mate. And as many people can attest, mate just has this ability to change the way you think. I don't know how it does this. It just kind of works on the mind. It kind of releases tension. It releases negative thoughts. It releases anxiety, stress, and allows you to, number one, connect with yourself. It allows you to connect with yourself. I don't know how it does it, but it allows you to kind of be comfortable with who you are as a person. And then secondarily, it allows you to create bonds with other people. Now, remember, guys, when we talk about medicine and we talk about healing and we talk about herbs, we don't need to just focus solely on physiological response. You know, we also have to consider well-being. We have to consider how do you feel? What are your relationships with people? Now, for me, mate is the best medicine for connecting with other people. Now, I don't really know how to quantify this. I can't quantify it, but I could just tell you my story. And other people could tell you their stories, is that when you share your mate with somebody, when you pass the gourd to somebody, mate has the ability to induce bonds, connectivity, friendship. It brings you closer to friends. It creates new friendships. And it just brings you on this vibe, this level of peace and tranquility. The more you drink mate, the more this happens. It has a compounding exponential effect. It has a synergistic effect. It's not just you and the mate. It's you, the mate, talking with other people, sharing ideas. So the effects are not confined to the single herb. The herb, which arguably makes mate more powerful than any other herb on the earth right now, is that the benefits of this are not specific to the single herb. The benefits of mate transcend the plant. It transcends the organism, and it overflows into creating situations, creating environments of well-being, creating an environment that are conducive to building. When I say building, I mean building up the mind, building up ideas, building up relationships, building up bonds, building up community. That's where I believe mate has the ability to positively affect the world, to positively heal the world. Now, of course, yes, mate has all these health benefits. So many health benefits that I can name that you probably won't even believe me. But once you do your own research and, you know, you read some books on mate, there's not too many books out there. You know, I wrote perhaps the first book in English by a North American on yerba mate called Mateology. You can check that out on Amazon. But read other people's stuff, too. Read Elvira de Mejia. Dr. Elvira de Mejia from University of Illinois. In my opinion, she is the foremost yerba mate scientist in the world. Read a couple of her journals. read a couple of her articles. They're all free on the internet. You could just Google them, Elvira de Mejia. And you'll see that yerba mate has so many health benefits. It destroys colon cancer cells. It increases the solubility of vitamins. It helps foods be more healthier for you. It increases digestion. It boosts the mind and boosts the cognition. It increases bone density, especially for women who are suffering from osteoporosis, which kind of correlates with menopause, but does so many other things. It has high amounts of antioxidants. It kind of makes green tea look like a baby. It totally surpasses green tea in health benefits. It boosts your energy levels without any of the jittery effects that you get from caffeine, Red Bull, things like that. So I could go on and on about the health benefits of mate. It's just that you've already heard most of them. You know, if you guys have been watching these videos for a long time, you've known that I've been praising mate for so long. I just kind of wanted to emphasize the social benefits of mate today in terms of healing the nation. All right, guys. So we spoke about moringa, powerful shrub native to India, now grows all over the world in warm climates, very good source of food. You can eat it like spinach. You can eat it raw in a salad, or you can make smoothies with the powder, or you could drink the powder with cold water, or you could actually make a tea with a loose leaf. Very powerful. Look into that. Grow your own moringa if you can. Then we head on over to spirulina, which essentially is an algae, a blue-green algae that grows in high-level pH warm waters, Mexico, Hawaii, even part of the United States, and warm climates. You can eat it in the tablet form in pills. You could use the powder. You could use the flakes. Many ways to consume it. Then, of course, we ended on yerba mate. Yerba mate, love the stuff. I drink it traditionally out of a gourd. You add the yerba mate to the gourd, and then on the bottom here is a straw with a filter on the end. You stick that in there. There's a whole process of doing it. You could look up the ways to do that on circleofdrinks.com if you're interested. And you pour the hot water in the cup, then you enjoy like this. But don't let that scare you. You could drink yerba mate in the powdered form, put it into your smoothie, or you could drink a loose leaf tea, like out of a French press, a teapot, many ways to drink yerba mate. All right, guys, so thank you for being patient with me today. Last week we tried to do this, but it didn't work. Google had an issue. I'm so happy that I was able to talk about these superfoods today, especially moringa. Moringa is the one I really wanted you to take away today. I really hope that you continue to do your research on moringa. Do some Google research on it. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised. Read a book on it. There's plenty of books on moringa on Amazon.com. The one that I recently read was this one, Moringa, Nature's Medicine Cabinet by Sanford Hulst. That's a good one to read. If you're interested in spirulina, here's a little book that I read a couple years ago. It's just called Spirulina, and it was produced by Jack Joseph Chalom. And you could Google this, and you'll probably be able to find it. And if you're looking for information on yerba mate, of course, I'm going to have to talk about my book, read my book, Mateology, and pay attention to Elvira de Mejia, the foremost yerba mate scientist. All right, guys, if there's nobody that has any questions, thank you so much for joining this Mate Circle. Sorry for the darkness over here. I'm trying to use natural light, but a storm's coming in. And every Tuesday, 6:30 p.m., we're going to be trying to have this online circle. If you have any ideas, topics to talk about, please shoot me an email at david@circleofdrinks.com. If you guys want to come onto the show, come onto the circle, please feel free to jump on anytime you want. Remember, guys, this is an online, open community. It's not just me talking, hopefully not, but I'll do that if I have to because I love what I'm doing so much. But if you guys ever want to jump in on these discussions, you're always more than welcome. You just need to have some sort of Google account to participate with your video or just listen in. All right, guys, so until next week, Tuesday, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Please enjoy the rest of your afternoon wherever you are. Drink your yerba mate, look into Moringa, and if you don't know about spirulina already, look into that. It's been a pleasure, guys. Have a great afternoon. Peace. Salud.